Soon, she sees a couple of subordinates attempting to lift the weight of sentences directly in front of themselves. Even though Barthelme loves to sing, he never sings in front of others. The comma asks the subordinates if they need help. They might not want to admit it, but this time the subordinates do need help. Complete sentences weigh quite a bit. Simple physics tells us that it's easier to balance heavy objects if the weight is evenly distributed. So while the subordinates are quite capable of balancing two complete sentences when carrying the weight on both sides, they're having trouble picking just one up. The comma rushes over to help the struggling subordinates. But how will she help? When subordinates begin sentences, the comma will place herself directly after the first thought or complete sentence. After helping the subordinates, our comma heroine continues on and spots a conjunction holding the weight of two complete sentences. Barthelme was accepted into the University of Chicago, and he is on the wait list for Stanford University. The comma asks the conjunction if he needs help. Of course he does. Hurry! The comma rushes and places itself before the conjunction. Fanboys aren't as militant as subordinates. For this reason, the commas don't have to fall in line behind the fanboys. Fanboys are courteous creatures. They allow the comma to go ahead of them. Helping others is hard work. On her way home, our comma sees a conjunction holding up the weight of a complete sentence and a fragment sentence. Barthelme is going to major in molecular biology, or interpretive dance. The now exhausted comma asks the conjunction if he needs help lifting the items. This is one of the rare occasions where a conjunction doesn't need the help of a comma. The conjunction assures the comma that help isn't needed, which is good for the comma, because by now all it wants to do is go home and rest up for another day of vigilant sentence constructing.